Hey, what's going on? What's going on? And welcome back to the Lion's Den podcast with the one and only Alex Duenas. What's going on, fam? It's December 31st, 2021, the last day of the year. And all I can say is I hope you've had a great year with the good and bads. And remember, you can't have any ups without downs. You can't have any downs without ups. But we're here, we're at the end. And I want to give you three things that will guarantee that you'll have a great year next year. Okay, so let's just jump right into them. Okay, number one, before today ends, I want you to write down three goals that you want to accomplish next year. I don't care what they are. You know, it can be financial, it could be health-wise, it can be relationship-wise, okay? I want you to think about this. Remember, the good life. I got this from Ty Lopez, not from myself, but it's health, wealth, love, and happiness. That's the good life. Okay, so if you can write down three goals for yourself before this day is over, I can guarantee you'll go into next year already knowing what you want to accomplish. That's step one, okay? Step two, dedicate yourself to reading one book a month, okay? That's 12 books in 1 year, okay? Why? If I were to ask you, do you think education, do you think knowledge is important? You would probably say yes, especially if you're listening to this podcast. So if we think it's important, how come we don't read more? I'll answer that question for you. Because through school, we've taught with textbooks, it's not as fun. It's not as fun, you know, reading. But the books you're going to read, the books that are going to make you better, are the books that talk to you or the way I'm talking to you right now, okay? That's why I like reading. I like to read because the books I talk to, the people are actually speaking to you. Whether they're self-made millionaires, whether they have great relationships, whether they've understand and done the research on happiness, whatever type of book you get, it's people actually talking to you about their own experiences and how they were able to accomplish what they've accomplished. So if you want one book I recommend going into the new year, it's called The Secret, okay? It talks about the law of attraction. And if you've already read that book, go back and read it again because it's a constant reminder. Again, repetition. It's like working out. You know how many times I've squatted? I don't go to the gym and man, I got to squat again. No, it's repetition because every time you can add more weight, every time you can do more reps. Same goes for the book. You're in a different part of your life every time you open up that book. And if you've never read it before, you're in for a great surprise. You're in for a great understanding of how powerful your thoughts are. Okay? Again, number two, read one book a month. You know, it could be one month could be about the law of attraction, The Secret. The next one could be about building relationships. You know, the third one can be about spirituality. Whatever it might be, do yourself a favor and try to read one book a month. And how do you do that? Break it down. Every day, set aside 5 minutes to read. I'm talking 5 minutes. That's like 2-3 pages a day. That's it. I don't want you to be like, oh, I got to sit down and read for 30 minutes. No, no, no. Break it down in small baby steps. Because when you break things down into small steps, it's a lot easier to get started. Okay? That's number two. Number three, in order to guarantee you're going to have a great year next year, number three is you have to practice gratitude. Okay? I'm going to say that again. You have to practice gratitude. Why? Because in a society where we're constantly looking at social media, you have to understand we're constantly looking at everybody else's life. We're looking at everybody else's highlight, the positive things about their life, not the negative things. And what that does to our brain, it makes us compare. Whether you like it or not, we compare our lives to what we see on our screens, okay? And that's not healthy. That's why we feel anxious. We feel anxious because we feel like we're not doing enough. Our life isn't good enough, okay? Think about that. You're looking at everybody else's highlight. The best part of their day, of the year, of the month, of the week, they're posting it up. They're not putting their low times when they were depressed or when they got broken up with. They're not posting about that. Not everyone. You feel me? Majority of people aren't posting that kind of stuff. No one wants to share that stuff. Okay? Gratitude. Wake up and be like, I'm thankful for the car I drive. I'm thankful that I can breathe. Something I say to God every morning is, thank you, God, for letting me see, be able to eat, taste, talk, walk, feel, touch. The smallest things I'm grateful for. Because when your mind is occupied with being grateful, it can't be focused on the things that you don't have. Sit here and count your blessings. Man, I'm happy I got a roof over my head. I got food on the table. I got money in the bank. Whether it's a little or a lot, at least you got money in the bank. You're not poor. You're not eating out of the poorhouse. You know? So practice gratitude. Even if for like 2 minutes or 1 minute. I'm thankful I can breathe. I'm so thankful I can walk. I'm thankful I got these shoes on. You know? I'm thankful that the sun is out. You know? I'm thankful for the rain because it makes, you know, the flowers grow. Practice gratitude. And remember, anything you start new will be hard to develop. You can't expect it to be easy right off the bat. You have these habits that you've built on through years and years and months. But it's okay. With practice, with repetition, with consistency, slowly but surely you're going to start changing the way you do things. And when you start changing the way you do things, you're going to start changing the outcome of your life, the outcome of your days, the outcome of your weeks. You know, you write those three goals down. You start writing them down every day. It takes you 2 seconds. Goal number one, goal number two, goal number three. That's all I want you to do. Just write them down. You know, step number two is reading. All right, I'm going to read five minutes today. Boom. Just knocked out 2 pages. Awesome. And step number three, I'm grateful for the job I have. I'm grateful for another day to live. You practice those three things, I can guarantee you next year will not be the same as this year. Okay? Because you're constantly improving yourself. You're focused on what you want, your goals. You're getting smarter, getting more knowledge because you're reading, getting different perspectives. And number three, you're living in the moment and appreciating things now because you're grateful. You're practicing gratitude. Okay? These small little things, they're not easy, but they're simple. These simple things make a big difference. There's no difference than when you get into your car and you turn the key. Small little thing you do, but such a big difference. You turn that key and your car goes on. Now you can go anywhere you want. But you can't go anywhere in that car until you turn that key. It's a simple thing to do. But look where it could take you. Okay? So now before I go into any more metaphors, because I can. I love y'all. Anyone listening to this, I do appreciate you more than you know it. I care about you. I want you to do great. If you made it this far in life, I'm proud of you. But I know you can do more. Okay? Do I set expectations? Not really. But I want you to do more. I want you to do more for yourself, for your future family, for your future career, for the people around you. Because you can. I know it. You might not know, but I know you can do more. I know you're capable of more. You're here for more. You're not just here to exist. You're here for a purpose. Let this last day be a great day and help you jumpstart you for tomorrow, okay? Again, I love you. I care about you. If you have any questions, reach out to me on Instagram. Reach out to me on Snapchat. Reach out to me anywhere you want. If you have any questions, you want to talk, please. Okay? I'm about to go hit this leg workout. About to go smash it. Last leg workout of the year. Having some coffee. Again, God bless every single one of you. And let's make the last day of this year a great day. And let's fucking kill it next year. Much love. Alex out.